Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Baseball, Indiana baseball making the NCAA tournament the fourth time in the last five-year period. The Hoosiers off to Cliff Hagan Field, University of Kentucky. Indiana, number two seed. Very nice spot to have, facing number three seed, North Carolina State. 7 p.m. first pitch tonight. ESPN3, the video streaming for every game. And we'll see what our fortunes will be. Kentucky and Ohio University are in the other game. That's at 12 noon today. The losers come back at 12 noon on Saturday. The winners at 7 p.m. on Saturday. And then we get into Sunday, a 1 p.m. game and a 7 p.m. game. So it all could be over Sunday, or it could extend to a one-game championship game on Monday evening. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. Hope that Indiana baseball does well. We certainly know that Chris Lemonis and the Hoosiers will represent Indiana University with great dignity and skill and make a very positive impact on the tournament.
I couldn't agree more with Chuck Crabb. The Hoosiers slated to start Jonathan Stever, their Friday starter. He's 3-4, but don't let that season record fool you. He's given the Hoosiers some great outings in some tough places, including a shutout performance for seven innings and change at Michigan on a Friday night earlier in the season to help the Hoosiers win that series. For the NC State Wolfpack, they will send their ace to the mound tonight, and that is Johnny Piedmont. He's 7-0 with a 1.87 ERA. Indiana, NC State at 7 p.m. Don't forget, the Reds return to the radio tonight. They host the Atlanta Braves. Marty Brenneman's pregame starts at 7 p.m. I'm Mike Glasscock, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
A tremendously busy weekend has already started for the high school athletes here locally, and it began at the IU Golf Course as the Bloomington North Boys Sectional took place this morning. So congratulations to all the local teams and individuals that advanced, and the weekend just keeps rolling right along. Tonight, the IHSAA Boys 114th edition of the Track and Field Championships. The field events start at 3 o'clock this afternoon and run through the final relay race about 9 p.m. We'll be keeping an eye on Norse Logan Calvin as he is seated number one in both the discus and the shot put. Best of luck to all the boys participating tonight at the Billy Hayes Track on the campus of Indiana University. Saturday, it doesn't slow down at all. Edgewood semi-state softball, 3 p.m. down in Jasper as Mick Hammett's Red and Black look to advance to the state title game for the second time since 2012. Their first task, number one, New Palestine. The Mustangs will play the winner of Evansville Memorial or Silver Creek in the championship game tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Also taking place tomorrow is the Bedford North Lawrence Doubles Regional in girls tennis. Bloomington North sends Izzy Flynn and Lily McAfee down to Bedford to take on Christian Academy starting at 10 a.m. If that doubles duo does their work, they will play the winner of Gibson Southern or Washington at 2 p.m. And the winner of that match will guarantee themselves a place in the state championships next weekend. 3 p.m. tomorrow is also a busy time for the girls' track and field, the 44th state championship meet, again, right here in Bloomington. Tonight, the Reds return to the radio. It's Marty Brenneman's pregame starting at 7 p.m. as they take on the Atlanta Braves. I'm Mike Glasscock, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.